What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the No Fire Podcast, episode 24 today. We are just chugging along. Episodes are getting knocked down, setting milestones over here. Anyways, we're going to jump right into the relationship corner. First question I have for you, how do you feel about people who keep score in their relationships?
I think that's a weird concept, honestly.
So, like, are you thinking of it the same way I'm thinking of it? Like,
tit for tat.
I did the dishes, so, like, you need to vacuum type of thing?
Yeah, I guess. I was thinking more, like, badder behavior, I guess. I don't know. I don't know.
What were you thinking?
Not, like, dirty behavior. Like, I don't know. But, yeah, I think we're thinking in the same sense of, like, you did this, so I'm going to do that.
You were thinking of it as like
a blame game.
Okay. Yeah.
That's how I was thinking.
I mean, I think it all like revolves around the same thought process though. Like not wanting to do something extra because you feel like your partner's not doing enough or something like that.
Yeah.
Or in the opposite sense, like you feel like they treated you some type of way, so now you're treating them some type of way.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
I just feel like there's no resolution to that. There's no, like, you're just going to always be unhappy.
Yeah, and that's exhausting.
It's like you're looking for reasons to be upset.
Seems like it.
Yeah, I don't know. I was reading a post about it.
What was the consensus?
Well, I didn't. This is the consensus.
Oh. Yeah, I think it's stupid. I don't think that that's beneficial to your relationship. I feel like if you have to play that game, or if you, like, are you happy if you're playing that game? You know what I mean?
I feel like you're trying to find a reason to be upset about something. But I mean, that's a lot of relationship issues that I find on Reddit, where I'm reading like people coming and asking for relationship advice. It's like, my husband and I both work full time, we make similar money, yada yada, but like most oftentimes it's the woman who's doing most of like the housekeeping stuff, like cleaning and cooking, things like that. And they're like, what can I do to bring it up so that my partner doesn't get defensive like right off the bat, but ask them to help more around the house, basically?
I mean, how would you ask that?
I mean, I think it's a hard thing to ask, because when you come at your partner really any type of way, even in the nicest way possible, it's still going to come off like, hey, you're not doing enough. But it's, I guess you just have to know your partner well enough that you can talk to them like that and be like, hey, I need your help.
Yeah, like, sometimes you just have to, like, kind of pick up the slack for your other partner. But if it's a consistent issue, I feel like that definitely needs to be a conversation. Like, we're not always going to be functioning at 100%,
mm-hmm.
and that's understandable. But if it's an always thing, like, it needs to be a conversation for sure.
Yeah, I guess people are just asking for advice because they don't know how to bring it up. Because in the past they have brought it up and it's caused an argument and there's no resolution.
I think I would bring it up like if I had to say it to you, which I don't have to say to you, obviously. But if I had to, I think I would obviously be considerate of who you are as a person. And yes, be mindful of what I say to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like ask more than tell, like, do you think that when you get off of work, you could do the dishes and I'll vacuum that way? You know, it's one less thing for me to have to do. I mean, you know how my brain is. The things pile up, they stress me out, and it's just, yeah. So if I felt like I needed, that's probably how I would ask. I wouldn't, because of you,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have an aggressive response to it, I guess.
Yeah. And I think a lot of the reason that it becomes an argument in a relationship is because of the way that it's communicated.
I agree with that.
It's probably done because you're resenting your partner from not helping you out, and you just feel like you're constantly frustrated, doing everything, cleaning up after them, cooking, all of it, and you've gotten to a breaking point, basically.
Yeah.
And you don't want to ask for help. You're basically telling them, like, you don't do anything, and I'm tired of doing all of it.
Yeah. But, I mean, depending on your approach to that situation, that could be the end of that relationship, so...
I mean, yeah, and maybe it should be the end of the relationship. Obviously not in all cases. It's going to be case-by-case basis for any relationship issue. But, yeah, if your partner's not holding up their end of the bargain, like, it needs to be communicated, and you guys have to come to some type of a solution, resolution, compromise. You got to figure it out.
Yeah, find a common ground.
But, yeah, obviously do it with the best intentions and try and do it in the nicest way. Hopefully that'll give you the best resolution of the problem.
Don't do it when you're mad.
Yeah. Don't act on your emotions. Unless it's a loving emotion, you can act on those.
Yeah, you don't act on emotion. I more act on emotion, but I'm better about it now. I don't act on it as much.
Progress is everything.
Indeed.
I got one more relationship question for you.
Okay.
How do you feel about being affectionate or cuddly with friends, and does that change based on the gender?
I don't like to touch people.
Yeah.
And I don't like people to touch me.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't like that. Like,
well, I'm trying to think. I don't have any friendships that are like that.
Yeah, I don't.
Where, like, physical touch is a way to, like,
I mean, I hug Phil. I mean, that's like the extent of my,
that's the most physical friendship I have.
Yeah, is yeah, that's the same. But I think we're also different kind of people. If you're more of a, like, affectionate, touchy-feely type of person, I feel like that might be more normal for you.
I'm trying to put myself in that headspace and trying to look at it from that point of view and kind of see it like that, but it's hard for me because I'm not that type of person. And if I saw you being, like, physically affectionate, I'd be like, well, that's out of character, so this seems weird.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But I guess if that was your character, maybe I wouldn't find it weird.
Yeah, I feel like it would be something that you would, I don't know if necessarily be okay with it is the right thing to say, but I don't know, it's not my character, so it is really hard to say.
So say it is part of this person's character, this made-up partner. Do you set, like, boundaries? Like, hey, you can, you know, hug them when you see them, but I don't want you holding hands. Or, like, if you guys are watching a movie, I don't want you guys to, like, use the same blanket. Like, what... like, how do you draw boundaries for something that is truly a friendship that you're just maybe a little uncomfortable with?
I guess I don't know.
It's tough.
Yeah, I would have to, like, I guess witness the friendship myself, you know what I mean, like, to see how said parties are. I can't think of any of our friends who are like that.
Yeah, not that I can think of.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I feel like it can get a little muddy. Like, yeah, it's not very clear as to, like, what's okay and what's not okay.
Agreed.
But yeah, I don't know. I guess you'd have to just set some boundaries to make yourself feel more comfortable with your partner's friendship with this said person.
I agree.
That'd be the way you have to go.
You ain't got no other choice.
Yeah. Well, that's all we have for the relationship corner. So thanks for tuning into that portion of the podcast, guys. So glad you guys are here. I have 8 questions for you that I saw a video on TikTok, and it was 10 questions that men know but women typically don't know. So I wrote them down, and as I was writing them down, the video only had 8. So I went to the comments to be like, oh, like, people are gonna be like, why is there only 8 questions? No, nobody said anything.
Interesting.
Which I was like, well, false advertising first off, but whatever. Some of the questions are good. A couple of them I didn't even know. So I was like, oh, well, I don't know. But I think you'll actually do pretty good at this.
I'm ready.
So question one. What does PSI stand for?
I don't know, but I know what the PSI entails.
Tell me about it. Tell me a little bit about it.
It's your tire pressure or the like level it's supposed to be at. Pressure system.
I mean, you're on the right track. It's a unit of pressure measurement. It's per square inch.
My PSI in my car is 33.
Yeah.
I know that because I've needed to put air in my tire a lot of fucking times.
Yeah. Just a unit of pressure.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that. But, like, I knew what PSI was, but I don't know what it stands for.
You did good. You did good on that one. About as good as I could ask you to do. And you're going to know this one. What does a stud finder do?
Finds the things in the wall. What are they called?
The studs.
Oh. Why was I thinking something else? Because you always say that you're going to hit.
Well, because sometimes electrical wires run across studs. Mm. So.
Okay.
Stud. You can get a stud finder that will tell you whether it has electrical wires on it or not.
There's another word for it now.
What?
The stud in the wall.
I'm sure there is, but I don't know enough to say whether.
Damn it. I can't think of it right now. Yeah, I know what a stud finder is because you tell me all the time I need one.
And you do need one. You just be hanging shit up.
Well, without a stud
finder.
Only one thing's falling off the wall, so.
We haven't had electrical issues yet.
Oh, no, we got some flickering lights lately.
This one, I don't know if you'll know. What team does Travis Kelce play for?
49ers.
Very close.
Wait, don't tell me. Did they change their name?
No, they didn't change their name.
I know some teams changed their names.
They look very similar.
It's red. Oh, it's the Chiefs.
Yes.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Very good, honey. Good job.
I knew the colors.
All right. Next one. Number four. We're keeping track here. We write numbers down. What sport does Triple H compete in? This one's
Triple H.
This one's tough, but he is.
Oh, it's a person.
Yes. That's like his like name in the sport he competes in.
Is he a wrestler?
Very good, honey. Very good.
Sounds like a wrestler's name.
Triple H was a wrestler when I was a kid. So I don't know if he still competes. Like, there's no way, right?
I don't think
like
so.
20 years ago he was wrestling and he's still wrestling now.
I guess.
Could be. I don't know. Next one. See, and this one kind of upset me, and I'll explain after. What does the term FPS stand for?
FPS.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get some type of context?
So the answer that they're looking for is it has to do with a type of video game. It describes a type of video game.
FPS?
Mm-hmm.
Fast-paced sports? I don't know.
It's first-person shooter. Mm. But when he asked the question, immediately I was frames per second.
Oh.
Because I just, you know, look at buying cameras all the time. And, like, that has to do with, like, when I'm editing things. And, you know, frames per second was the first thing that came to my head because he didn't relay it any way to video games. And FPS is frames per second.
Yeah.
And then he said first person shooter and I was like, oh, I didn't know that's the, like, I know FPS means first person shooter, but I didn't know that was the answer that he was looking for.
Interesting.
So I could go either way on that one. Next one, which this is not my world at all, but I heard you listening to something, so maybe you'll know it, last night. What does the phrase "they not like us" refer to?
Isn't that a song? They not like us. I don't know.
You were literally listening. I'm sure you were watching a TikTok video, but the song was playing in the background.
I don't know what it refers to.
I mean, you're closer than I would have been without finding out what the answer is, because I'm not up to date on this, but it has to do with the Kendrick Drake beef. It's Kendrick's song that really like was like the final blow
I was watching something recently that was talking about their beef and who's got the upper up right now. Whole nother world for me too.
I'm just not really into that.
I don't follow any like really celebrities in their lives. Like I like reality shows and stuff, but if there's not like a documentary or a reality show on them, I'm probably not gonna know anything about them. Like what did I just watch? 3LW, is that what I watched?
I have no idea. What's that? Is that the house selling
show? It's the singers, the three singers. Yeah, that's what I watched. Anyway, it was a documentary on these singers that I watched growing up. And was it 3LW? Now I'm second guessing myself. But anyway.
I have no idea.
That would be like the only way I would know anything about them, but they don't have anything.
I follow like some YouTuber drama, but they're like more in the realm of me finding things out about them than like real like movie stars or rappers and stuff like that. I'm just also like, I just listen to whatever comes across my YouTube music app.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm not on the up and up of like new music coming out or anything like that. If I hear something I like, I listen to it.
That's fair.
Number 7. How many baseball players are on the field at one time, not including the batter or any base runners?
I have no idea.
Count them out.
Not including the batter.
So everybody that's in the field.
Like just the outfield?
No.
I don't know. I have no idea.
You go through it. Go through it in your head.
I know there's three people on a base. There's one, two, three. What about, does the umpire count?
The umpire does not count.
The batter doesn't count?
No.
What about the pitcher?
He counts.
So 4? 5, 6 maybe? 6 people?
6.
How many is it?
It's 9.
Well, it's close.
So you have the catcher, the pitcher, first base, second base. In between second and third, you have the shortstop and then the third baseman. And then you have left field, center field, and right field.
You know, you want to know why I didn't know any of that?
Why is that?
Because I don't like baseball.
Well.
Not that I don't like it. I don't follow it.
Hurts my feelings.
Honey, I'll go to a baseball game with you, but.
I haven't played baseball in 12 years. So I know. I'm not that upset.
We've been together for almost 6, so.
Yeah. All right, next one. Which I didn't know the answer to this, so I doubt you're going to know it, but which TV show highlights the use of a plumbus?
What is a plumbus?
I have no fucking clue.
I think I would need to know what that is in order to... Plumbus? Can I Google plumbus?
Go for it.
Fictional object from Adult Swim. Rick and Morty. It says Rick and Morty in there.
Yeah. What is it?
Damn it.
What is it?
Oh.
It's what you fucking Googled it for.
A fictional object from the Adult Swim show Rick and Morty that is made by pushing a dingle bop through a grumbo and rubbing it with a fleeb. The fleeb contains fleeb juice and then a shami rubs and spits on it before it's cut.
I've watched every episode of Rick and Morty, but I must be missing that portion of the episode. I mean, I always put it on at night and I fall asleep while watching it. So let's talk about life. What's going on with you?
I am experiencing some frustrations with my website. Not really my website. Like that's come a long way. I've taught myself a lot with that.
Mm-hmm.
But my, what would you call it, my like wholesaler, my person I buy my crystals from,
I guess the supplier, your supplier,
my plug for crystals,
crystal plug
just shut down his store, and obviously I didn't know he was shutting down his store. I have no way of contacting like the person who, and I've ordered from different people, and it's not like it's like the only person I can get crystals from, but
yeah,
his quality. I don't even know if it was a he. I just the comp, like, I know the company name, but
mm-hmm.
Just the quality, the price, the like flash, which is like when you put like a labradorite, for example, in the sunlight, and that like reflectiveness that it gives to it.
Yeah,
all of the pieces that I've gotten from this wholesaler have been gorgeous, no issues. Bought from other people, some of them didn't look as good when they like arrived, or some of like the like one of the wholesalers I got it from, you have to order by carat,
right?
So you can't see like you have an idea of how many pieces a carat, like so if I bought 100 carats, it would ideally be between 3 to 4 pieces.
Okay.
And I know that because I had to buy them and try to see, because I had no idea how that was going to work out. One of the dealers that I get the crystals from sends me, I buy 3 different types of crystals, mm-hmm. the same amount of carats in each of them.
Mm-hmm.
One of them comes 3 large pieces. Okay. I can figure something out with that. You know what I mean? Like I do feel like I need like the more medium size between the two, because I just feel like those, they sell better.
Right.
Like so far they've sold better, but anyway, so where was I going with this?
Struggling to find a new supplier.
Yeah, but what was I? Oh, the so size. I get, yeah, so they sent me 3 big pieces, and I'm, well, two larger pieces than any of the other pieces I've received, and then like maybe a medium sized one.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other 2 packs of crystals that I got from them, same amount of carats, are all tiny little pieces.
Mm.
Kind of impossible for me to wrap them, because I mean, like, I'm sure I could figure something out, but it's just not what I'm like working on right now. I'm working on a certain size piece.
Yeah.
Pieces. I don't know. But anyway, I'm just experiencing all these frustrations with all these dealers, and I'm have not been able to find one that's comparable. Also, this is coming from India.
So long shipping times.
Yes.
Language barriers.
Yes. However, the one I'm communicating with right now seems to be communicating fine. But my shipment was supposed to be here 4 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Get a notification, it's delivered. Ask you to check. No package. Check the shipping, and it says it was mailed to Kentucky. But when I checked the shipping, it was en route to Florida, Newport Richey, not Kentucky.
Yeah.
So have to contact that person. This is a dealer I've never dealt with. So I'm contacting them, telling them it's in Kentucky. They're, you know, apologizing, but I've already waited 3 weeks for these crystals.
Yeah.
So now what should have been my next like shipment of crystals, because I have like 6 or 7 different types of crystals coming from this dealer.
Mm-hmm.
I bought smaller portions of them because obviously don't know this dealer yet to see like what the quality's like.
Right.
But I bought more variety to have things to work on, and now I'm like at a standstill because we don't know where the package is.
Yeah. Lost in the mail.
And then I have other shipments coming, but I had placed them later, not knowing that the package that was already en route was going to get lost somewhere. So now I have very little pieces to work on, and I'm very frustrated.
That sounds frustrating.
It is frustrating, because I just like finally, like I was so like content with like the dealer and my website and, you know, my process of putting things on there and working on everything. And now I just feel like overwhelmed.
Yeah. And I mean, it sucks because there's not much you can really do about it. It's not like you can physically go into like a supplier store and be like, hey, these are the crystals I want to pick out. Or like, you can't talk to this person like face to face. So it's all just messaging them on Etsy and hoping that they reply in a timely manner, and
yeah,
wondering where your shit's at.
Yep. And it's always coming, like every supplier that I have like gone through so far does seem to be coming out of India, and I know that a lot of crystals are sourced from India, so I'm assuming that's why we can get them so cheap from there, or cheaper at least. And that's another thing, I don't have a place that I could go to here and be like, oh, I want to buy set amount of crystals, because they are also buying from a wholesaler in order to be able to sell to the public, and it's not like there's much wiggle room for that. I can't like haggle them like, can I get this for wholesale?
Yeah.
Because they don't care what I'm doing with it. They're just selling it for their price too. So
yeah, they're trying to make money.
Yeah, we all are. Damn economy.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah, I've, I don't know. I'm feeling a little lost where I'm at right now. I've been running low on motivation and just kind of circling this depression circle.
Yep, I feel that.
Not knowing what to work on, what to allocate my time to, and feeling like what I do work on is not producing the results that I've been hoping for. Like, obviously you set expectations for things, and when things don't pan out, it just kind of
defeats you a bit.
Yeah, and I'm already a pretty pessimistic person. I try and be optimistic, but that just, my fucking brain does not work that way.
I've been as optimistic as I can be lately, and it's just wearing me down to nothing at this point.
Yeah, and I have a lot of extra time right now to work on things, and I just cannot find the motivation to get things done in a timely manner. I feel like I drag my feet on a lot of things, and it's been making me feel very unproductive and just further inducing that cycle of I'm not getting enough done. Well, it's because you're sitting around doing nothing right now, and then feeling like I just want to sit around and do nothing and not get that thing done. And then you finally do something, and then it fucking doesn't turn out the way you want it to, or doesn't produce the results you want it to. And it's like, well, it just feels like a waste of time, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, yeah, it's just been a shitty couple of weeks. And Mike is going out to Texas. He's going to be gone for an indeterminate amount of time. Hunter's moving soon. So I don't know. I'm just, I don't know, feeling some type of way right now.
I know. You're also at the age that, like, everybody's, like, starting to, like, kind of figure out their things, you know? And I think it kind of just brings it to your attention more.
Well, I just think that, like, honestly, I don't think anybody has figured anything out.
No.
Even people who are much older and, like, in their careers and such, like, I think there are very few people that are not only happy with their job, but, like, truly happy in life, doing the things that they want to do that really satisfies them. I think there are very few people that are truly happy.
I agree with that.
And that fucking sucks.
I know.
I think if there was more happy people in the world, it would be, you know, everything would be reciprocated. It would make even shitty jobs better. It would just make life a whole lot better if people were happier.
Yeah, that's like what we were talking about. I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast, but you had said something you saw somewhere that, like,
oh, I watched a video of the top five most, like, depressing jobs.
Yeah, that one.
And customer service was number one. And it's because you're dealing with people all day long, and yeah, people are just angry and upset, and you're having to deal with their problems. Mm-hmm. And they're taking out, like, and I can't blame all the customers. Like, sometimes, like, you have to be annoying and a little bit mean to get things done sometimes. Yeah. Like, if you think about, like, cable companies, like, I can remember back to when I was a kid and my mom calling the cable company and, you know, being nice as can be, and then having to call back and call back and call back. And the more upset that she got, the more responsive they would be. Like, if she called and she was angry and, like, a little bit rude, and I was like, geez, mom, that's not you. Boom, cable guy's out there. And it's like, why do you have to be that squeaky wheel in order to get something done with companies like that? And it sucks that if you're a complainer that you get rewarded, because it reinduces bad behavior.
Yeah.
And it makes it a shitty job to work in customer service, and that's why people are depressed.
Yeah. People making other people depressed is what's sad.
But honestly, like, it's not my job that's making me, like, upset right now. Obviously, I'd love to have a job that was making me feel fulfilled, but I have so much time outside of my job right now that I should be getting that fulfillment elsewhere. And I'm not getting it, like, partially because, like, I'm not putting enough effort into it. But I don't know. The way that my brain's been working the last couple weeks, being unproductive and then just feeding back into that same loop of unproductive and feeling shitty, is just a repeating cycle.
No, I understand. I literally had to, like, I don't even know, pull myself up by my bootstraps for my work shift yesterday, and it was half a day. It wasn't a hard shift, but I was just so unmotivated and just so, I don't know, just not wanting to deal with people. And then it's raining and I'm running curbside and nobody wants to pay beforehand. So I'm running in and out and these people don't give a damn. It's hot in the restaurant, it's hot outside, and I'm pissed that these people don't care. Like, just, I get it. I'm over it all.
Yeah. I don't know. I get more upset about stuff outside of work. Work doesn't really bother me. I could have the shittiest day ever, and it's just like, it's whatever.
Yeah, work bothers me, though.
Yeah. I know. Last night, we were laying in bed, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I just hear the Alexa talking. And you just seem unbothered by that.
Because she just goes off sometimes, and I don't know what her deal is.
She doesn't. She never, ever talks.
This is not the first time she's talked. We've been in bed before, and she's done it. Yeah. And we freaked out last time, too.
But it's not like we're sitting out here, and it happens. Ever.
It's happened out here, too.
Not that I've been here for.
It's happened to me. She just goes off sometimes. I don't know what her deal is.
It's creepy.
Well, it's like ever it. Since she got unplugged the last time, she's just been weird.
It's not a she. It's a machine.
It's a she.
No.
Alexa is a she.
No. It is an algorithm.
See, and you can say her name and she doesn't even turn on right now. Maybe she turned off and that's why she's not blue anymore.
I don't know. It's been taken over. It's been hijacked. All right. I have a Reddit Am I the Asshole post that I can read. All right. Am I the asshole for offering to sell my seat to honeymooners? I was flying from Melbourne to Dubai. I paid for a premium economy seat because it is a 14-hour flight and I want to be comfortable. The person in the next seat had been upgraded and they asked if I could switch seats with their wife as they had just gotten married and they were on their honeymoon. I congratulated him on his nuptials and asked where his wife was sitting. He pointed towards the back of the plane in economy. I declined to switch seats. He asked if there was any way to convince me. I offered to switch if he paid the difference between the seats. It's a godly amount. I had been lucky to get mine at a decent price. It would have cost him 1,000 UA. I'm just going to assume that's Australian because he's coming from Melbourne. So I'll just assume that. He said that they were on a budget for their honeymoon. I congratulated once again and put in my earbuds. He muttered that I was an asshole. I said that he was a prick for taking the upgrade instead of sitting with his wife or giving it to her.
Mm-hmm.
I told my wife about the incident, and she thinks I should have done the nice thing. For the record, she hates flying in economy, so I know she would not have switched.
That little last comment was funny.
Oh, he had to. Because he doesn't. The reason he's posting because he wants to reaffirm that he's not the asshole.
Well, yeah. I can't really... I really don't think he was an asshole for that.
I'm not switching.
I don't think I would switch either for a less.
You specifically paid extra to sit in that seat so that you could be comfortable on a 14-hour flight.
Yeah, no, I don't think he was the asshole.
Yeah, it's not your responsibility to switch seats because this guy's on his honeymoon.
He left his wife in the back, so you're the asshole.
Yeah.
Sorry.
100% agree with that, yeah.
The wife should have been sitting up there all bougie and shit. Going to Dubai. You got me fucked up.
I don't mean either way. It's why are you even asking somebody to switch seats?
Especially when the seat is such a significant price difference.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I thought that was just clearly just this guy's not the asshole.
No.
He just had to get the little quib in at his wife at the end.
It was funny.
Because his wife told him that he should have switched seats. Like, no.
Nah. Nah, you ain't the asshole.
You're not the asshole. Let me know down in the comments what you guys think. Is he the asshole? I don't think so.
Nah.
But you guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode of the No Fire Podcast. You can watch us every Thursday on YouTube or listen to us on Spotify or wherever you like to listen to podcasts. Go ahead and Google our name, NO-FIRE Podcast, and we will pop up somewhere on there. Thank you again, and we'll see you guys next week.